views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Halloween. I can't believe it's finally here. So I'm dressed up as a Georgia Bulldog fan. And guess who's in the studio bringing sunshine every week? Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer, is dressed up like a Chief Kindness Officer for Sonny's Barbecue. He's got the red shirt at the white fringe.
That was great, Meg. Dressed up like a Dogs fan.
I know. Well, what could I say?
Yeah.
But you got your white hat. He's looking the part again.
Yeah.
And so he always brings, it's always sunny in the studio when Eldon is here. And you brought a guest with you today.
Brought a guest with me, Mr. Irvin Bird. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. But so obviously Halloween and, you know,
it's the one
day of the year that I get to dress up and feel like just a normal person. Normally, I'm
usually standing out in the crowd, Eldon,
just a little bit
with your outfit.
Yeah,
but today you're going to be like ho hum. Everybody's going to outdress you today, I suspect.
Yeah.
But it's
That's
Halloween.
Okay. Let's have a little fun.
Absolutely.
Let's have a little fun. Yeah. Yesterday afternoon, went out with the Chamber of Commerce and we did a Wacky Wednesday, but it was technically Wacky Thursday. They've always done this for years. So we went out and surprised some of the chamber members.
Uh-huh.
I'm an ambassador, so we went out with some of the other ambassadors and the chamber staff and went to a number of different businesses downtown.
Oh, fun.
And so they all dressed up, and I was just like, I just wore my normal stuff.
You didn't even have to.
I was just dressed up. And so we had a good time, went and visited Marine Max, a jewelers trade shop downtown.
Uh-huh.
O'Reilly's and a couple more good businesses downtown Pensacola that are chamber members. So we had a good time.
Everybody. How fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
One of our guys had a battle axe. I'm like, he's like, it's just a toy. And I'm like,
it's not a toy to me. Yeah, you'll see a little bit of everything today, I suspect.
Yeah.
So we've been saying it all morning on our newscast, but please just be extra careful today. There's going to be little goblins and ghouls running around.
Yeah,
and they'll be
a
little wobbly on their feet, especially the toddlers. And then you'll see the adults later in the evening who will also be wobbly on their feet other reasons.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, $2 drafts at Sonny's Barbecue.
There you go.
Shameless plug. $2 drafts at Sonny's Barbecue while any football games on during the rest of the season.
This weekend's a big one.
This
is a big weekend. So let's tell everybody about Sonny's because that's why we're here, to talk about Sonny's Barbecue, one of my favorite places in town. But there's several locations, and in case someone's coming in for the Foo Foo Festival, maybe never been here before, tell us where all the Sonny's locations are and the hours so everybody can take advantage of some good barbecue this
weekend.
There you
go. Yeah, we like to say we have four locations that are serving the News Radio listenership. So we have the location in Pace, Florida. And so that is right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, kind of just west of Avalon Boulevard. And it's just about a mile down the road. I can't remember exactly how far past Avalon, but right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. So we have that location there. We have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road off of 9th Avenue, tucked behind the AutoZone. Nice, quaint location. Some beautiful trees. Got a little front porch. We got a banquet room there also.
Nice.
So you got those holiday parties that you're needing to get scheduled and you need somewhere to set up and have your party. No charge for the banquet room. Just you need obviously based on availability. We try to book it for 10 people or more. We can host up to 40 there at that 9th Avenue location. And just the cost of the food. So save a bunch of money on spending a whole bunch of extra money and buy your employees or people some extra gifts. And
For the holidays, it'd be perfect.
Anyway.
Nice way to say thank you.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
That part.
Okay. Where else?
And then our Navy Boulevard location, we also have a banquet room there, kind of right at the end of Highway 98. If you're familiar with that, where that Walmart is, just north of the Pensacola NAS Men Gate, we're almost directly across the street from right there. So we have that location. We can host up to 75 at that banquet room.
Wow, that's
so
a lot.
So a little bit bigger. I know next week we're hosting Subwest Rotary. They have a scheduling conflict at their normal location, so we'll be hosting them for their one of their Thanksgiving meals.
Nice.
And so we'll be doing some turkey and some dressing and mashed potatoes, so green beans.
Okay. So y'all do that too.
Yeah. So we have our holiday feasts that are up and live now. So we got all the pricing and everything set up for that. So we do smoked turkey, and then we also do a smoked ham.
Oh, fantastic.
So the sweet potato casserole. So good. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I said it before. I think it's better than any other ones I've had. So it's
good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Mom.
And what other locations?
And then we have our Pine Forest location. Thanks for getting me back on track, Meg.
That's
we
my
have
job.
Our Pine Forest location located just south of I-10. And a great team over there was over there last night. Had Beulah Middle School. They had a spirit night over there last night. So they had a great turnout and had a lot of fun. They said there was a mad clown that was running around. So, yeah,
I think I saw that on Facebook.
The dishwasher.
Yeah, no.
The dishwasher decided to have a little fun. And, you know, we had a bunch of the team members and stuff dressed up all week. And they did the 80s day and 90s day.
Oh,
and, you know, so they had a lot of fun dressing up. And, you know, I'm just wearing the fringe all day, every day, pretty much.
Right.
So, you know, just
your
the expectation
character.
At this point.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, so we have those four locations. Mm-hmm. Come see us. Every location does have a drive-through.
Right.
And so every Monday, you can get Meg's favorite, that buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich. I think we need to officially name it that.
Hey, listen, I'm all
that?
In.
Meg's
because
favorite.
It's a great
yeah.
thing because I get the two sandwiches and like, I can have one later in the week.
It's like at Cracker Barrel, right? You get Uncle Herschel's favorite. Now at Sonny's, you get Meg's favorite. Buy one, get one free.
Now.
No,
know,
maybe not.
I don't think so. I think
got,
if anything, it needs to be Eldon's favorite.
Yeah.
I think that's the better choice there.
And then the second favorite is every Saturday in our local area at every location. Kids and grandkids eat free. So bring those kiddos out. You can, with one free kids meal with every adult entree. Obviously, we can't feed 17 kids. Like, you know, if you got 17 kids with one adult entree, you know, it's got to balance out. But, you know, one free kids meal per adult entree. It
grandparents
helps.
Are
Absolutely.
Helping out. The kids, they're doing some shopping and they want to take
out
care of the kids
the
for the day. You can take them over there and have lunch and be it's a great way to spend the day.
It's a good way to spend the day. Take a little time out. Enjoy some slow smoke barbecue.
And don't forget to tell them about the app.
Oh, man. She is.
I'm on it today.
You are golden. Got to get that Sonny's app. So
yes.
If you don't have the Sonny's app yet, you can go to sonnysbbq.com, navigate there. It'll direct you to your Play Store or just go straight to your Google Play Store or iPhone Store. You can download that Sonny's app, start collecting your points, all your reward points. You want to take advantage of those. You're going to get all the best offers every time. And sometimes they do flash offers. So sometimes you're just like, hey, we're going to do this promo.
Right.
And then there you go.
So you can take advantage of that.
If you don't have that app, you can't get those notifications. So it might hit you on a random Tuesday and you got a little hankering for a brisket sandwich, whatever
there
it might
be.
And then they got a little promo there for you. So definitely download that app, start taking advantage, because who doesn't want some free barbecue, right?
That's right. So we're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Eldon Scott is here. He is our expert on barbecue. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. And I do have a comment for you.
All right.
This comes in from Mike. It says, good morning. Please tell Eldon thanks again for the family feast. He was one of our winners. I won a few weeks back and just picked up the other day. It was amazing and very generous. A ton of delicious food with a big smiley face.
There you go.
So thanks, Mike, for sending that in.
Congratulations, Mike. Glad you enjoyed.
That's
and
good.
Appreciate you coming to see us. Come on back and
get
another family feast when you're ready. But a shameless plug, we'll be giving one away here in just a little bit.
Okay. So what are the hours of the stores and when they're open?
Yeah, so we're open 10:45 every day. So every location opens at 10:45. And then Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m.
Okay, very good. All right, so you have a guest with you today.
I do have a guest, and welcome Mr. Irvin Bird. He is president? Yes, president of the Worship Experience, and they have an event going on tomorrow downtown Pensacola. Welcome. You want to tell everybody about
that? Thank you very much, Eldon. So glad to be here. Yes, so this is our third annual Fall Worship Festival. And so what that means is that we're in the Museum Plaza Park from 12 to 4, and we have invited churches. So there's a fancy word called ecumenical.
Yes.
But it just means all church.
That's right. It means everybody's
and so
open.
That means everybody's welcome. We've invited, it doesn't matter your denomination. We want you to come bring your band, your choir, your dancers, your artists, and we have a fun time. It's a fun-filled 4 hours. We have some vendors. we were trying to get Sunny's to come this year, but they couldn't come. I don't want to throw you under the bus because I love you, love you, love you. But they did do our Beyond the Walls luncheon.
Oh,
and
nice.
They were, which is great. And our guests were simply raving about it. So,
okay.
Yeah, but you know, this next year, everybody's busy and stretched out. So. Yeah. But well, yeah, just really, really glad to be here and to share. It's a fun time for us, just having people in the park. So some of our sponsors are Baptist Hospital. This year we're going to have Hope and Health Clinic.
Oh, they're terrific. Yes.
And so the premise is, so during COVID, churches closed.
Right.
And then post-COVID, some of the churches did not open. There were many people who did not return to church.
Oh.
And while we are not a replacement for church, we like to do things in the community. We say unity in the community. So
very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So this event is tomorrow. It's the third annual Fall Worship Festival.
Yes.
And so we have different representation from all different faiths.
Yes.
Which is really neat.
Yes.
And that's going to be at the Museum of Commerce Park there.
Yeah,
downtown.
The Museum Plaza Park, right there where the stage is. And it's a wonderful venue.
Okay.
With the arch. There's a kid zone.
What are the streets there? Where in case
Church
know.
And Zaragoza.
So it's downtown, right?
It's
in the
downtown.
Heart of town.
Yeah,
okay.
In the heart of, if you get to 120 Church, you can't miss it.
Well, it's supposed to be beautiful tomorrow.
In the mornings, it's a little cold.
Yeah.
And so they actually, I was feverishly looking for heaters last night, but
I think by noon,
I think we're going to be fine, right?
It's okay, sure. Yeah.
Just crank the music up.
Yeah.
Just let everybody jump
on.
Around a little bit. It'll be just fine.
But we are here just so we want you to come out. If you, bring your lawn chair, stay an hour, stay all four. We had somebody 2 years ago come, and they said, we're leaving. They actually were performing, and they stayed the entire 4 hours. So,
that's awesome. Okay, that sounds great. I'm so happy that you could be here to tell us about it.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. It's a great idea.
It'll be a good time to know Mr. Irvin for a long, long time. Probably a decade or better.
Very close to it. For a little while.
And good guy and a little experience in the catering world. So we had a little friendship over that as well. And so, that's just part of the everybody's life journey. And I'm a little bummed we can't be out there, but... I'll be out at Harley Davidson tomorrow with the car show that's going on. The Mustang Club's putting on a car show over there, so I'll be there. And then got a big event over at USA Football, and so
there's so many things happening. Plus the Foo Foo Festival. There's just tons and tons of things happening right now.
We actually get a lot of traffic because it's a great time of year. People just stop in.
Yeah.
We'll have Jamaican. What is it? Good Vibes Jamaican. There is Tracy's Cherish. Tracy's Cherished food truck. There's good vibes, and I'm gonna keep plugging Sunny because we love Eldon and Sunny's.
And
we love you.
The event was great when
we came.
It was a room of Pensacola
leaders and nonprofits.
It was an amazing time.
And they absolutely love Sunny's. And they
just texted, "What is the time again for the festival?
12 to 4."
12 to 4 tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Bring your lawn chair.
Okay.
And bring your kids. There's face painting for the children. We have a kids zone.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, got another text that just came in from the Dan, and this one's another nice compliment for you, Eldon. It says, one thing you guys don't mention, Sunny's is one of the fastest places you can eat at lunch, in and out. The food is ready almost as soon as you order it. It's delicious and fast every time.
There you go.
How about that?
We
I
like
love what
to
our
say,
listeners.
Slow smoke barbecue in a fast-paced world. That's what we say.
So,
we have a great team for just planning everything. Previously I was at the butcher shop and really never worked in a barbecue restaurant previously.
Right.
I know, it's kind of crazy. Been in the barbecue world, but not in an actual restaurant. And
just
for the longstanding, company that Sunny's has been since 1968, they just have processes and systems. So they just have it really dialed in and how you, serve the best possible barbecue to the customer when they're there and ready. So they do a great job. The team does amazing. And so appreciate that comment. And
This weekend is the weekend to pick up some Sunny's. And, I'm all about college football. So if you're thinking about having a watch party, what you can do is go by Sunny's and you can order the barbecue wings and pick them up ahead of time because you do the catering.
Yep. So you can go to sunnyscatering.com. So those chicken wings for those football games is one of the best deals in town. I don't know. Honestly, our wings are so, if you've not had our smoked wings, they're so good. You got to have them. A great, great deal. 50 wings for $49.99. It is fantastic. So you do need to place that order 24 hours in advance. So go ahead and get that order in today for tomorrow. So you can do that. Sunnyscatering.com. You can get that order in. Barbecue meatballs.
Mac and cheese.
Barbecue by the pound. I'll say it right. Barbecue by the pound. That's what I was trying to get out. So if you want, 10 pounds of pulled pork and 5 pounds of brisket, we can absolutely do that for you. And so you got a big crowd you need to feed, we can get that taken care of for you pretty quick. And
One of the cool things that y'all do too is that you have a lot of options, and we've talked about it before, where you do you can serve thousands of people. But the thing that you do for us here at the station, we have Sonny's brings our lunch in when we have our staff meeting, and they bring everything in, they set it all up, and it's done for you. And as a person who hosts events, I love when everything's done for me. Yeah. I'll just tell you the truth. And you do that.
Paper plates, we bring the utensils, the sauces, the teas, the cups. We'll bring the ice if you need it. So it's super simple to get it set up. And you know, you can go to sunnyscatering.com. You can reach out to me personally. My cell phone, 850-418-3331. I'd be glad to take care of you if you got something you need help with. A lot of times people get stuck and can't make a decision, or so a lot of times they'll be trying to make an order online and then reach out to me, and you know, either I help them solve the problem and make them make a decision, or I'd wind up picking up and, you know, placing the order for them.
So, gotcha. Okay.
There's lots of different ways. We like to say there's three ways that we cater. So pick up. We also can do delivery, and then I had somebody who, we did a delivery for a birthday party this previous Saturday, and he was like, he had like 30 people there, and he was just like, everybody surprised that Sonny's does catering, and I'm like, how do you not know that we do catering yet? Come on, people, let's go. But we just delivered it, and so, and then we also have a great catering team. We do full setup and service, and so whether it's a wedding, corporate event, chamber of commerce event, whatever it might be, office Christmas party. We're going to be doing some stuff for a Sandy Savings Chevrolet for Thanksgiving.
Got
to get that worked up. My buddy, Glover over there. So we did turkey and we did prime rib for him. So we had a great time. So, you know, you got different things that you need to get done. We can help you in the catering space. So rather, like I said, if you need to, you know, do it on as best of a budget as possible, you can, you know, that's always going to be your pickup. Your delivery, you know, just a nominal, like a $25 delivery fee,
that's,
you know,
not bad
for
at
most
all.
Areas in Pensacola. You know, always take care of your driver and all that, but then also full setup and service. So we have a whole team and we can come take care of you.
Sounds good. Well, we've got a question that came in from Stefan. He's asking, does your 50 wings come with any kind of sides like celery or sauce?
No, I mean, they'll come with some ranch, you know, ranch or blue cheese, whatever sauce of your choice. We don't normally do celery for the wings, but yeah, it comes with your choice of sauce. We can do them whatever barbecue sauce you want, mild sauce or hot sauce or dry rub. I like the dry rub, personally. Yep.
All right, got another comment. The texts are coming in this morning. There's another compliment. Says, I can't say enough good things about Sonny's. They catered my wedding reception last month. It was delicious and in big capital letters and affordable! Exclamation point. So how about that?
I mean, we have full service. I mean, catering options starting at like $10 a person. So basically, you know, you can get a protein, your three sides, your drinks, paper products, everything for starting at $10 a
person.
That's
amazing.
You know, for the setup and serve service, it's going to start about $15 a person, you know, with full service.
That's still a great price.
You know, and then obviously we can go up with options. You add things like brisket and ribs or prime rib, it goes up from there. But even prime rib is very, very affordable. You know, the prime rib for about $25 a person, so it's not too bad.
That's not bad. All right, so we've got the fall menu, but you said we've got a few minutes. We got to tell them what the holiday menu is. It's available, right?
The holiday menu was going to be available starting, I guess, tomorrow, right?
November 1st?
Yep, I think
it's tomorrow.
I need to look back at the date. We'll talk about that next week, but it's coming up. I'll confirm the date. But yeah, like I said, the sweet, all those sides that we do for the turkey, the ham, we've done those for a lot of different corporate parties and, you know, holiday parties for different businesses in town. It always comes out great. So definitely check those out.
Okay.
And it's very, very affordable too. Like even our sides are, we do them for less during the holidays than we do them normally. Like it's like an extra like $5 savings on like large gallon sides. So definitely check it out. So we'll be posting that out and you'll be able to get those menus and find it online as well. So
terrific. Okay. Well, we've got time to do a giveaway.
I know,
I think
we got to get that giveaway in.
So
let's
what's
see
the
here.
Question?
Oh goodness. This one's for you today, Meg. This one's for you today. The fifth person to text in dogs.
All right. You got to spell it right too.
Yeah. You got to spell it right.
Okay.
I don't know if we have time for that. Do they know? That's the question.
They may know. Okay.
That's the question.
So it's the fifth person to text in dogs at 850-437-1620. You're going to win a family feast. And tell us, Elton, what is in the family feast?
So a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue includes 4 proteins, 3 pint sidekicks, and then your choice of bread and a gallon of sweet tea.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, well, I'm looking at that. If you would, tell us a little bit again about the festival tomorrow.
All right. So
I'm looking at these winners here.
Super. So tomorrow, 12 to 4, Museum Plaza Park. It's 120 Church Street. We'll be there in full swing. We have, I think, four different groups. We actually have a worship leader coming from Titusville this year, who's nice. A special guest to come in. And there's face painting for the children in the kids zone. There are food vendors. We have nonprofit groups there for information. We really want to express, we say, beyond the walls. So we're connecting. And so we want to have our resources there. We do have there a prayer tent. I want to mention that. Every year we've had people just go because people are really hurting right now. And so just to sit and talk with somebody, it's not intrusive at all. We kind of take you where you want to go if you just want to chat with somebody. If you need other services, we can direct you to professionals to maybe help with some more severe issues. So looking forward to have you there.
Well, it's going to be a fun time. Like, again, I'm going to shout out the Pensacola Rumble, part of the reason why I can't be there tomorrow with y'all, but that's going to be happening at the Harley-Davidson. I think they're expecting between about 300 cars and motorcycles, so lots of stuff going on tomorrow. Definitely check it out, the Foo Foo Fest, and just time of year, right? There's just stuff going on all the time. And so, I mean, not that there's not always stuff going on in Pensacola. We do
okay,
a lot
I
of
think
stuff
we have
here.
A winner.
We got a winner?
I
all
think
right.
we do. Hang on a second here. They got the spelling right, dogs, D-A-W-G-S.
Now you just need a name, right?
And the name is Sherry. So congratulations, Sherry, with the phone number ending 2577. You're the big winner of the Family Feast. And what'd you win, Eldon?
Yeah, so you've won a Family Feast from Sonny's Barbecue. We say it feeds 4 to 6, but sometimes, you know, it might stretch a little bit further. So it's 4 proteins, 3 pint sides, a choice of bread, and then also a gallon of sweet tea.
Excellent. So, yeah. Sherry, I will be contacting you after the show, and we'll get that gift certificate to you. And in the meantime, thank you so much. We had so many people that came in, and they did spell it right, D-A-W-G-S.
Man, that should make you proud.
I'm very proud, but not so proud of some of our local Gators now who texted in, go Gators.
Okay, go Gators. Go Gators.
Did you think you were going to win the barbecue this morning by texting in, go Gators? I don't think so.
Maybe that was what we'll do next week, Meg.
All right, we'll have to be kind to the Gators next week. How's that?
Yeah, there we go. I mean, I'm a Florida Gator fan. Florida Gator, Notre Dame. It's
a big game tomorrow, Georgia versus Florida. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But in the meantime, you've got to stop by the festival. I think that sounds like so much fun. Thank you so much for coming in today to talk about. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Eldon?
Oh, I see the clock ticking down.
Yes,
got
sir.
A minute
got
left.
About a minute or so left. Anything we didn't touch on today you'd like to mention?
The fall menu. We really didn't talk about that. So we got those great fall items. The crew of Daisy Dukes over at our Pine Forest store, the Shelley Road store.
Oh, boy.
Had the door prize for them over there for an event they did. And I got them to try the pecan pie egg rolls. And they were like, these are so good.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know, so definitely get those tried out. The maple turkey bacon club, the pork burn-ins. That are the maple pork burn-ins. I'll say it right in a second. all those items on the fall menu. We have the jumbo potato. If you've not had the jumbo potato and you love a jumbo potato, $11. It's
there
huge.
You go. There you
come and get it. Come try it. We got these 4 locations. Obviously, we'd love to help you with any of your catering needs, these banquet rooms, all the things that you need for barbecue. We'd love to help you. Come see us at Sonny's.
All right. Thank you so much, Eldon. And thank you, Urban Burr, for coming in.
My pleasure.
Appreciate you being here. This is Sonny's Barbecue on Pep Talk. We'll be back with you right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Y'all have a great week.